Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. And if once a week is not enough, wait, wait for you. Follow us on Twitter, wait, wait, or check out our blog featuring video of Carl Castle throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinals game this week. It's all there at waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tara Wolf from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Hey, how are things in beautiful Williamsburg?
It is beautiful and historical.
Yeah, it is that. I'm in Colonial Williamsburg. Do you have to dress up as a colonial person and walk around and churn butter and die of dysentery and all those other historically accurate things?
I don't, but I get to see a lot of those people in the grocery stores and different places like that, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
Look, it's the House of Burgesses buying a six-pack.
All right. Now, your job, of course, is to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks do that. You'll be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
Too much meat and fat makes my blood thicken. This fake sandwich makes most eaters sicken. It won't go in my head. Just where is the bread? Cheese, sauce, bacon, twixt two slabs of...
Rhymes with thicken.
Rhymes with thicken.
And is not bread.
Yeah.
And is not
I think
bread.
The problem is, you know what it is, you just can't believe that this is the right answer.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yes, it's chicken.
Chicken.
Two slabs of chicken. This week, KFC... Kentucky Fried Chicken launched a bacon sandwich that replaced the bread with two pieces of chicken. It's called the Double Down.
Ooh.
Double for the chicken breasts, two of them, and down for the effect it has on your chances of surviving lunch.
Peter, you know what I like to have when I'm having me a Double Down?
What do you
An
like to
have? An ice cold bottle of gravy soda.
Yeah. By the way, the staff of Wait Wait got a chance to sample the Double Down, and you can check out our review of the sandwich on our blog at waitwait.npr.
Is there video of people reacting
there's
to
photographs.
It? Oh, Lord.
Here is your next limerick.
At the Man Expo, we are like yaks. We've got hair on our chests and our backs. But ladies, don't scoff. We still tear some hair off as our eyebrows and nostrils we...
Wax.
Yes. If attendees at the Man Expo in Salt Lake City are to be believed, nostril waxing is the next big thing for guys. 18-year-old Paul Garfield said, quote, I can breathe better, while Adam Johnson, 36, claimed his nose felt, quote, beautiful and slender, it feels 5 pounds lighter, unquote. Which means he can finally sell his weed whacker.
Can't you get roughly the same effect by doing cocaine heavily for like 30
That'll
years?
That'll also help. All right, very good, Terry. You've gotten one right with one to go. Get this one right, you'll win. Here is your last limerick.
Who's that lady with whom you just dined? She looks blurry and not quite defined. The metaphor is true. You have messed with my view. All this jealousy is making me...
blind.
Right. It turns out there is some truth to the classic phrase, you know, the phrase blinded by jealousy. According to researchers at the American Psychological Association, jealousy can affect a woman's ability to see. This is how they found out. They asked heterosexual couples to divide up and study a separate set of images next to each other. The men were told to rate the attractiveness of photographs of other women. Their wives and or girlfriends looked for objects in pictures of landscapes. The women, though, sitting there, were so distracted by the responses of the men next to them, looking at their pictures, that the women were unable to identify objects in their own images. So, they would try to reverse experiment to see if it worked the other way, but it didn't work. The men just kept trying to hit on the landscape pictures.
Is this yet another one of those idiotic studies?
Yes, it is, Roxanne.
This is dozens of top scientists at the University of Nothing to Do.
Carl, how did Tara do in our quiz?
Tara had two correct answers, Peter, and that's enough to win. Tara, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Really, really well done. Congratulations, Tara.
Thanks so much.
Hey, jealous lover, I'm telling you true. I know that you're jealous, but there's no one but you.